Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the UK TV and technology podcast. In May 2012, we were invited to take a look behind the scenes at the British Gas HQ. We caught up with their Smart Homes team to find out what British Gas is doing to help us all be more energy efficient. As you may have heard, by 2020, the UK should have switched over to smart meters, which are designed to give us consumers the tools we need to keep our energy usage under control. Here's Tim Jones from the British Gas Smart Homes team to tell us what we can expect.
That is something that the government has mandated. They've come out all to the energy companies and they said by the end of 2019, all our meters in the country, that's gas and electricity, need to be smart.
Now, we caught up with your colleague Paul Grosvenor when we were at the Ideal Home Show earlier this year, and he gave us a fairly good overview of how these meters are going to work. We did have some listener questions that came in, and one of them was, how does this actually get fitted? So at the moment, taking a look at my home, I have a gas meter in the garage, and under the stairs I have a Leckie meter. I'm going to have, is it right, 1 meter, 2 meters? How does it work?
3 meters more. No, it's going to be, you're going to get 2 meters. So it's one smart gas meter and one smart electricity meter. And then there's also a little box, probably the size of maybe 2 cigarette packets or so. And that's separate. We call that a communications hub. And what that does is it takes the meter reads from the electricity meter and from the gas meter, puts them together and then sends them over to us.
Okay, and if I've got this right, that means an end to meter reading. Once a day, it sends your combined data over the air, presumably to some massive computer at British Gas that calculates our bills.
Definitely, and it will be a massive computer. Every night, we will get meter reads for that day. So just like as though a meter reader is turning up every day and taking down that number. But it will also give us, and this is if you let us, it has the ability to give us half an hour reads. So that's seeing what your consumption is during the day. So we can see if you use a lot during the day, in the evenings, at night. But what we're going to use with this, we can do some pretty clever data analytics with it, and we can help show you if you've got and what the Americans like to call vampire drain, which is where you've got a base load going on at night. So all those red lights on your TVs and your Xboxes, it's called vampire because it usually happens at night. If that's quite high, we can show, look guys, you seem to be using a lot of energy at night that you probably don't need to be doing, and then turn around and give you guys some personalized advice, because we want this. Yes, we're getting some benefit here from not having to send meter readers out, but we want it to help you guys too.
So I'm assuming this technology will end estimated bills, and effectively you can now get genuine information based on your previous bill. If I've got this right as well, there's a unit that gets installed to the home that's a little wireless device that gives you real-time information about both your gas and electricity. Is that right?
Yes, that is. We're calling those our smart energy monitors. And that means that British Gas get all your energy reads, as I said, every night coming up over the mobile network. But internally, you get a monitor. Again, it speaks wirelessly. So you can sit it in the kitchen, you can sit it in your living room, or maybe you can put it even by your bedside. And what that will do is show exactly what you're using at that time. So it gives you a kind of a energy speedo almost. It's to help put into context what having all your lights on is like, or all your appliances on at the same time. Again, this is to play back to people, whereas before they had quarterly bills, probably not that engaged in their energy so much, not knowing so much about it. But by having that here, there, people can go, okay, that's where my money's going.
Now, we've tried some of these on our shows in the past, these little electrical devices that clamp over your incoming main supply. I'm assuming this is a little bit more accurate and gives you some more detailed information?
Exactly. The principle is the same. Where the smart energy monitor is different is we give you gas as well as electricity. You can't really clamp on your gas. And also, these are intimately tied to our billing system. So those ones that clamp on are giving you a rough approximation, and they're looking at the electricity going through the wire. This one is actually what is going through your meter. So it's the same numbers that you're on your meter are the same numbers that are going to be on your in-home display. So if you did want to check your bill, for example, and those numbers are there, I've used X units this month, you can go to your smart energy monitor and double check that you've got X units a month. And as you said, Pete, we have definitely end of estimated bills that they will match.
And instead of just looking at your estimated kilowatt hours, presumably you can see this in pounds and pence, which is a bit more consumer friendly.
The meter will have a concept of what tariff you are on, so it'll be able to convert the kilowatt hours into pounds and pence. There are some technicalities around that. It might not know what direct debits you're on, etc., but it will give you a guide, yes.
And am I right that the unit can also receive messages from British Gas? So if my tariff changes or there's something your computer wants to tell me about, I can receive a message on this device?
Yes, I think it's a good way of kind of being able to communicate with our customers and giving them vital information. If at any time the gas or electricity network goes down, we'll be able to send messages there. We'll be able to send messages, yes, you might have your electricity turned off for a couple of hours for maintenance work, but it'll be going up back on again at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And yes, if there's tariff changes, we can send those to people too.
So by 2020, I'll be getting two new meters installed at my home. How much is that going to cost me as a consumer to get these new high-tech meters?
As a consumer, it will cost you nothing.
Oh, that sounds good. There must be a catch, though. Presumably, is it the government subsidising these meters?
No, it's the energy companies who are paying for the meters. But our traditional meters have a lifespan anyway, somewhere between 10 to 15 years, and they need to be replaced. So as those ones get too old, we, instead of putting another traditional meter on the wall, we replace it with a smart meter.
Okay, so for me, the upfront cost I'll pay for a new meter at installation point is?
Nothing. There are no upfront costs.
Wonderful. Okay, so when you come round to install my meter in the next few years, I'll put the kettle on for you and it'll be a cheaper cup of tea. Is that right?
Yes, it will. And also a bacon sandwich might go down nicely.
I'll see what I can do. Excellent. Thank you very much. Very good to talk to you. And I shall look forward to a smarter home.
You can find photos and more interviews from our day at British Gas at frequencycast.co.uk/britishgas.html. We hope you found this feature of interest. If you're new to Frequency Cast, we'd love you to become one of our regular listeners. Here's a quick summary of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Yeah, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.